The Korean Confederation of Trade Unions announced Tuesday it would conduct a nationwide general strike on July 2nd, and KCTU President Lee Seok-heng says that is just the beginning.
7월 그 3, 4, 5 이거는 저희들이 파업을 포함한
Lee says after the strike there will be several days of organized labor protests. The KCTU is an umbrella union group for more than 600,000 members working in nearly every sector of the country's economy.
대한민국!
Transport and construction workers have already been on strike since last week, costing South Korean businesses billions of dollars and clogging the country's container ports with unmoved cargo. Laborers want South Korean President Lee Myung-bak's administration to offer more assistance in the face of skyrocketing fuel prices. They are also demanding President Lee nullify an unpopular American beef deal and rethink plans to privatize many South Korean businesses. Senior South Korean officials say those demands overstep the bounds of legitimate strike activity.
화물연대의 운송 거부는 집단적으로 화물 운송 업무를 방해하는 불법 행위이고
South Korean Justice Minister Kim Kyung-han says the strikes are illegal because some of the demands have nothing to do with improving worker conditions. He says if what he calls illegal activity continues, the government will have to take legal action against the labor groups. President Lee, inaugurated only 4 months ago, has seen his approval ratings plummet since he agreed in April to a wide-ranging deal to resume imports of U.S. beef. Many South Koreans perceive American beef as posing a health risk despite a lack of hard science to back their fears. Tens of thousands of South Koreans have held massive street protests against the beef deal. They say President Lee has a disregard for public opinion in a number of areas. KCTU spokeswoman Woo Moon-sok says workers share the protesters' discontent.
광업병 쇠고기 및 공공부문 시장화 등 이명박 정부의 일방적인 국정 운영에 대한 위기의식
She says the results of a union vote show a public sense of crisis about the way President Lee has been running the country's affairs. President Lee rose to popularity as a hard-driving corporate chairman, but many South Koreans say he has much to learn about being an elected political leader. Mr. Lee's trade minister is in Washington seeking a compromise on beef imports. The outcome of those talks may hold the key to easing both South Korea's street protests and its present labor unrest. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Seoul.